With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MAC25.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Well, it's a thirsty Thursday on the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. And when they're handing out free food in our town, you can bet the town shows up, especially with today's economy. And there are a lot of smiling faces and a lot of French fries in people's freezers this morning. It was French Fry Day for charity yesterday. We're going to talk a bit about that, see how everybody made out. Big story this morning, though, is the heat, not just across North America, but locally, and more the humidity. We've got heat warnings in effect, and temperatures in the 30s are not uncommon in July. It is summertime. Something to expect. Different than minus 30 in January, the problem is the humidity. And the humidity is going to make it feel like it's in the 40s today. We'll take a look at that coming up in the next little bit. Also, what are the best foods to keep you hydrated? Of course, keeping your water levels up, Kool-Aid, orange juice, soda pop sometimes. Nothing beats hydration like ice water, ice cold water. But what foods are best to keep you hydrated? We'll take a look at that this morning. I saw my first back-to-school TV commercial yesterday, and I went, what? What day is it? And U.S. retail has moved up the back-to-school shopping season. We'll explain why. Probably has to do with making more cash. The Mexican restaurant couple, that whole incident started with the hawk toy lady. Now, her ridiculousness has made her into a star. So a couple goes into a Mexican restaurant, and what they do is mostly censored, what I'm going to tell you, what they did. But it ended up online. Police were called, but the video has gone viral, and it's unbelievable what people will do for a little bit of fame. But I'm not surprised. From the bad behavior category this morning, a United Airlines passenger bites flight attendants, spits on others, curses and swears, kicks and screams as police board the aircraft and an emergency landing is called every day. It used to be when we started the show, we would have one of these passenger stories once a week. And now it's a daily thing where they're acting crazy. And I've got some sad news for Costco shoppers. Your membership is about to go up. Yes, Costco memberships are going up. We'll tell you when and we'll tell you by how much. Coming up on the show about food, fun places, and baking banana bread on your dashboard. Woo! We're almost at 20 degrees first thing in the morning. Woo, she is going to be a hot one today. It is going to, please, check on old people, check on pets. Please be safe, guys. You know, I love the heat. I love the sun. But let's remember safety, okay? Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express. Don't forget about their barbecue a week from tomorrow. It's for the United Way and the Tools for Schools program. We're going to be talking about back to school and the fall lineup, and that's just going to start ramping up more and more as the summer goes on. But Tools for School is another feel-good initiative with the United Way, making sure that kids have the proper tools when they head back in the fall. And all you need to do is eat hot dogs. This is an event made for us. This is going to happen a week from tomorrow at Murray's $5 barbecue for the United Way, Tools for Schools. Pre-order by emailing office at brandonuw.ca or call 571-8929. The place to get an oil change and do good in the community, too, because every time you get an oil change at 1500 Richmond Avenue, you help the Bear Clan, Helping Hands, and Samaritan House. Murray Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac Certified Service Express, 1500 Richmond Avenue. At Kuiper's Family Bakery, they're going to be supplying the hot dog buns. Oh, they do for so many great events throughout the summer. And they are the official hot dog and hamburger bun of summer. So if you're headed to the cottage, to the lake, if you're having a barbecue, having a family reunion, maybe a birthday party, or maybe you're like one of our Sunseekers having a big anniversary bash and the barbecue is going, swing into Kuiper's Family Bakery. And you'll be there for the hot dog and hamburger buns, and then you're going to say to yourself, you know what, I'm going to pick up some of these cheese buns too, because they make a nice appetizer, actually. And they've got pizza buns if you want to get a quick meal on the go. They've got sausage rolls, of course, cookies and cakes, great for dessert. And why would you want your kitchen heated up and heat like this? Let the Kuiper's folks do it. Let their kitchens get really hot and bake for us. We thank them, by the way, for that. At 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner beside Tacey's. And at Auto Fashion, they're ready for you should you get hit by hail. Paintless dent repair, and they're MPI SGI accredited. They've got a courtesy car waiting for you. They'll also give you a $50 gift card to your favorite local restaurant should you take a hail claim to them. So if you get hail, don't panic, don't fret. They'll take care of you. And they have been completely swamped with claims, but they have hired staff to help deal with the increase in business, which is awesome. At Auto Fashion, just the popularity of this place just continues to grow as time goes on. So do pay them a visit. Give them a call. Just stop in for a free estimate or give them a call at 255 17th Street North behind Lee's Buffet next to the car wash. Costco is hiking their membership fees for the first time since 2017. Going to make you aware of that. What does this mean? Well, I really don't care because the hot dogs are still going to be $1.50. So as long as the price of the hot dogs are not going up, I'm okay. I'm there for the hot dogs, the $1.50 hot dogs. Good morning, Blessed Mama. Costco is hiking its annual membership fees in the U.S. and Canada by $5 and raising the cost of its higher-tier membership by $10. It's the first increase since 2017. Costco relies on the fees to keep prices low, they say, as it competes with Sam's Club and BJ's. And on this side of the border, it is Loblaws and Walmart that they're competing with. So $5 per year. It's going to go up, and it's going to go up in September. Mama JS says she loves the poutine. I love their hot dogs. Oh, my. I think it's my favorite restaurant hot dog. I mean, there's not a lot of restaurants that serve hot dogs. It's always hamburgers. But the $1.50 Costco hot dog is pure joy. From the moment the $1.50 leaves my wallet that's got dust coming out of it, to the moment that the finely cooked Polish sausage in a nice warm bun hits these lips. It's pure joy knowing I only paid $1.50, and yeah, it's Kirkland Wieners. They're pretty good wieners. Let's come up with some good wieners there, Tim. Cindy said she just got her renewal yesterday, so she's good till next year. Oh! I wonder if everybody, if you can renew early, you could save the $5. Well, I don't know. You can look into that. There's your heads up on the Costco membership. But what about a day pass? If you don't want a membership, can you get a day pass to Costco? Is that really a thing? The internet is asking. Can you get a day pass to Costco? Unfortunately, Costco does not offer a one-day shopping pass for free or even at a small cost. However, non-members can still buy prescriptions at the grocer's pharmacy without having to flash one of those fancy plastic cards, though you do need to be a member to take advantage of the Costco member prescription program discounts. Similarly, you do not need to be a member to see one of Costco's in-house optometrists, but you cannot order glasses or contacts from the optical department without a membership. But you can shop at Costco without a membership. And maybe you know this hack already. And a little, you have to know somebody that is already a Costco member. Because what you want to do is you want to get them to buy you a Costco gift card. Because if you have a Costco gift card, you are allowed to go and shop at Costco, even though you may not have a membership. But to get one, you have to have somebody that is already a Costco member. So you flash the gift card. Yeah, just coming through like it's some kind of backstage pass to a Taylor Swift concert. Using the gift card. Okay, I guess we'll let you in this one time. So technically, it kind of is a day pass. But what Costco is trying to do is they're trying to wrangle you into a membership club. So if you want to take advantage of things like the prescription eyewear and the pharmaceuticals and stuff like that, you do have to be registered. They need your information in the computer and so on. But if you just like their garlic stuffed olives, which it's one of the few things I have to go to Costco for, because they come from Greece, they're in a giant jar, they're affordably priced, there's cloves of garlic stuffed in olives instead of pimentos. So if you got to go just for that, just for a jar of olives, I don't want to pay $65 membership. Someone will get me a gift card. I flash it. I go in, use the gift card, get my olives, bada bing, bada boom, and of course, pick up my 20 hot dogs and I'm out the door. 20 hot dogs. Tyler, you shouldn't eat 20 hot dogs. Tyler, this is your mother. Why are you eating so many hot dogs? You should not be eating so many hot dogs. They're filled with nitrates. I know, but I like them. You should only have one, and it should only be a treat. It's a treat, but I like hot dogs. I love those garlic-stuffed olives. When they come on a table, my sister got me on those. And it's one of those, don't pull those out. Don't. Oh, but I know you like them. I know you like them. Here, have a couple. No, that's the problem. That she says, here, have a couple. And she puts a bowl on the table. And then she turns around. I'll get some napkins and I'll be right back. She comes back. Did someone spill the olives on the floor? No. Did I forget to put olives in the bowl? No. Where'd my olives go? I don't know. Mama J.S. says, who eats one hot dog? Exactly. Although, true story, I joke about buying 20 Costco hot dogs. I can't take down more than two. I can, normal hot dogs on my barbecue, whatever, I can almost eat a dozen, I bet. I think it's because there's hardly any filler in those Kirkland dogs. And I think it's like that for most hot dogs that you get that are premium-based hot dogs that are like 100% beef or beef and pork. Because, let's face it, those wieners can have a lot of filler in them. And the filler, ironically, doesn't really fill you up, but the meat certainly does. So, I get two and I'm like, that's it. And sometimes I'm skipping a meal later in the day. There's some good eats there. That's what makes me even happier. And it was for $1.50. $1.50. What are you going to get for $1.50 now? $1.50 today might as well be a quarter back in the day. You know what I'm saying?
Let's go to the store and get you kids some candy for a quarter.
Instead, it's like,
let's go to Costco. Come on, Grandpa Ty's going to take you to the Costco. It's my treat for $1.50 hot dogs.
Here's a little hack for you when you're out doing your little picnicking today. Maybe you knew this already. I've seen this done before, and I thought to myself, what the hell? Where did they get that? Go to the dollar store and get some shower caps and put this on your food. It'll keep the bugs out of your food. It'll keep your food fresh. And you can even store some food this way. Shower caps for your food. I love it. Because I don't know about you, but when I made a shrimp dip last week.
And it's the one with the cream cheese, sour cream, some shredded cheese on top, a little bit of shrimp on top. It doesn't really matter. The point being is that, do you think I could find a damn container with a lid to put this dip in? What is, we have in our kitchen, I'm not telling you a lie, 1,000 different Tupperware style bowls and dishes. Thousands, maybe millions. And I'm not complaining. It's a lot of plastic. But do you think I can find a lid? There is no way I can find a lid. And I say to my lovely wife, we have millions of plastic bowls and trays and containers. Where? They're over in the... They're in the lid drawer. Just don't be stupid. Go to the lid drawer. And then you open that thing up and oh my God. There's 10 million lids. 10 million different sizes. So you're like, oh, for God's sake. Why does life have to be so hard? Now, I'm just going to get shower caps. It's like my paper plate hack. We now have a rule, and this has been a rule in our house for probably 10 years. We call it no dishes summer. Now, post-pandemic with inflation, this is a little more difficult to do, but we try to buy huge, huge quantities of paper plates. Paper, because doing dishes, too, can add to the heat and humidity in your kitchen. So what we do is we'll go and buy a giant stack of paper plates. And less dishes to do. Paper is biodegradable. Listen, they're forcing paper straws on us, so why not the paper plates? So we have a lot of, and I love it, love paper plates. Love the paper plates, and I love the shower caps. So shower caps have saved us. Are we still using them to actually protect our hair in the shower? I don't really care. Use them for the food. Keep the food nice and fresh. Keep it from the bugs. And it solves the problem of cellophane, the cellophane issues, because that's another thing I can't do. I don't know. I'm just not talented enough. There could be classes on cellophane to wrap food. It's like five-sided tape. I pull it out of the roll, and then it's just all one big plastic clump. I'm like, God damn, God, I can't get this food to wrap. I can't find lids. If you are in need of internet at the cottage or the campsite, do see my friends at Red Wireless on 18th Street. They're across from the Keystone Center, and they have got some great deals through the summer and some even bigger deals coming this fall for back to school. Can't wait for that. Red Wireless is your Rogers authorized dealer in the Robinson Mall across from the Keystone Center, where you can get a $50 credit if you upgrade your existing phone right now, $100 credit on a new activation. Add a line to your existing account or $100 credit if you add the wireless home internet starting at just $45 a month. Plus, if you buy three accessories, you can enter a draw to win a free pair of AirPod Pro headphones. Only at Red Wireless, your Rogers authorized dealer in Robinson Mall across from the Keystone Center. Call 727-0100. 727-0100. Tim Hortons of Western Manitoba, Wednesday is camp day. Let's send some kids to camp. So a couple things you got to mark on your calendar. The Murray's Barbecue next Friday and next Wednesday, that is literally a week from yesterday, is Tim Hortons camp day. It's that time of year where we're sending underprivileged kids to camp. Yesterday, we were supporting Ronald McDonald House, and Wednesday, we'll be sending kids to camp. 10 locations to serve you in Brandon, Verdon, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Mooseman. Drop on by the drive-through on your way to work today. It's never too early to get an ice cap, especially in this weather. Oh, man, the Caramilk ice cap or the Oreo double-stuffed ice cap. Oh, on a day like today, are you kidding me? Picture it in your mind. Caramilk bar. You remember what a Caramilk bar tastes like, right? Or Oreo cookie. Those black wafers with the white icing. So sweet, but not too sweet. So delectable. So rich. In ice cap form. Hook me up. Hook me up. They also have quenchers. Mango starfruit and wildberry hibiscus. And the new tiramisu cold brew. at Tim Hortons, Brandon, Verdon, Nipawin, Dauphin, and Mooseman. And at the Elkhorn Resort, Clarso Nordic Spa, another huge night last night for all-you-can-eat ribs. This is such a great idea. It is a huge success. If you're in the Clear Lake area on a Wednesday, it's where everybody is on Wednesdays. I mean, if you go to Clear Lake on a Wednesday and it's like, holy cow, this is great. The whole town is to ourselves. No. People are still in the area. They've just gone to the Elkhorn because it's all you can eat ribs for $25. And it comes with all the fixins and salads and so on. $25, 5 till 7 at the Elkhorn Resort, Wednesdays through July and August. And the Hawaiian Luau is coming. Get your tickets for that while you can. This will sell out. This is the second year they've done it. It's a big Hawaiian party at the Elkhorn on July the 27th, starting at 5 p.m. July 27th, 5 p.m., Hawaiian Luau at the Elkhorn Resort, Clarso Nordic Spa. Give them a call and reserve your tickets. Early bird tickets, $85. That gets you a pig roast dinner, entertainment, live music, a complimentary drink, games, and more. He put 100 live snakes down his pants. God, I love headlines like these. The jokes just write themselves, for God's sake. Man stopped at customs with 100 live snakes stuffed down his pants. Happy to be here, or do you have 100 live snakes stuffed down your pants? Stuffed down his pants. China's Customs Authority reports that officers in the southern Chinese city of Shenzhen intercepted the man traveling through a checkpoint. And how? How do you stuff 100 snakes?
I can stuff one snake. I got one snake. That's it. I might be able to do two. That's it.
Five species of snakes were identified. 104 snakes in total. The customs agency did not say if the man was arrested. In June, another man was arrested for attempting to smuggle 400 turtles into mainland China. Oh, what are they doing with these animals? But these were all in his pants. He must have had them up and down the legs, I'm thinking. Janine says 105, counting the one attached. The boa.
I have to declare 100 snakes and 100 tiny snakes and one boa constrictor. Are you going to let me? You want to see my snakes? Want to see my
Hey, get out of here. You know what else is crazy? Back to school shopping season has begun. It's not your imagination. It is earlier than ever. U.S. retailers have moved up back to school shopping into July. While kids wish and some parents wish that summer vacation would never end, retailers want back to school season to start earlier than ever, preferably now. And there's a reason for it. And that reason is Amazon. We've got Amazon Prime Day coming up, and big retailers like Target and Walmart want to get in the line first. Computers, sneakers, kids' clothing, backpacks, all on sale. Now, Amazon Prime Day is coming up next week, and that's why they have moved up the back-to-school shopping. Annex Wealth Management says retailers are looking to grow their market share. It's not good enough to have bigger discounts. The arrivals need to be early. Target launched back-to-school shopping Sunday. They're already almost a week in. This is a full 2 days earlier than last year, offering discounts on school supplies, uniforms, and so on. Julia Stanley of Tampa, Florida says she expects to spend $1,200 on back-to-school items this fall. That is about $300 more than last year. We didn't even get 2 weeks. We need to either let the kids out of school earlier or we got to knock this off. Come on now. I mean, we saw the Spirit of Halloween banners are already up in Winnipeg. Spirit of Halloween is getting ready for the season. And Fire Edge Steakhouse, great food in there. They've got some amazing wines. And everything, again, is affordably priced. The Turtle Island Water Park for the kids. They've got the trampoline park that's going to be opening in the next few weeks, which is adjacent to it. Lots to do, lots of fun, and very popular place. It's been a busy spring. They've had a wonderful spring. Lots of Canadian visitors. You can ask about Canadian at par at the Players Club. And that's the Skydancer Casino, 88 minutes south of Brandon in Belcourt, North Dakota. Sunrise Credit Union, they've got the free gas and grocery giveaway. You like free fries? You like those free fries from yesterday? Would you like a whole bunch of free food? Who wouldn't? The Sunrise Credit Union great gas and grocery giveaway continues. They're giving away $1,000 in gas and grocery gift cards from local businesses to one lucky member in each of their three districts for a total of $3,000. Contest goes until August the 3rd. Go to sunrisecu.mb.ca, the Sunrise Credit Union website, for the details, where you'll also find out about the four community organizations who have recently received $50,000 from Sunrise as part of the Building Communities Grant Project. So this is what happens with credit unions, you know? They're part of the community. They're reinvesting the community because they're a co-op. The credit unions are essentially like a co-op bank. Sunrise Credit Union gave $50,000 to Lita Lake Park in Erickson, Swan Lake First Nation Powwow Committee, Prairie Skills Incorporated in Deloraine, and the Oak Lake Care Center. And that's not all. There will be another intake coming this fall. So please spread the word. An extra bonus day for Save the Tax at Leon's Furniture Superstore at 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. Here you go. Even on sale prices at Leon's, Save the Tax on select furniture, mattresses, and appliance packages. But you have got to rush in. Another place with great air conditioning is Leon's. 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon, and a huge selection of furniture, appliances, electronics. You go in there, you walk around. Nice and cool, fans are going, air conditioning is pumping, and just an amazing selection. Likely the largest furniture store in our area. And because they have such a giant selection and they are part of a giant buying group, it gives you the opportunity to save big every time you walk into Leon's. And you can check out the latest flyer and selections, a selection of different products at leons.ca. Maya Feller is a registered dietitian and has some handy-dandy tips for us before we embark on what could be the hottest day of the year.
About 20% of your overall hydration from food. What I like to remind folks is that you can do this rule of thumb. You say half your body weight in ounces. So let's take a 200-pound person.
Okay.
Half your body weight in ounces. So if I'm 500 pounds, I need 250 ounces of water. That's a lot of ounces.
A person would need about 100 ounces of water over the course of any given day. Here's the thing that's interesting when we're talking about this heat wave that we're experiencing. Athletes lose up to 17 ounces of water in an hour.
In an hour.
And
look, that's 17
Rebecca.
Ounces.
This is 17 ounces. Am I at the line?
That's vodka. Yeah, she's putting vodka in.
There you are. So I expect that, like, you and I, we could.
No, vodka's not good for you.
Much when we're out there just sweating in a heat wave.
And there are things you can do to make it more interesting.
Absolutely. So what I tell my patients is take 100% juice. It has to be 100% juice, mm-hmm. and then about a teaspoon of salt into your juice.
Whoa.
That's going to replenish some of the electrolytes. So you've got potassium in here. You've got carbohydrates. And that's really what you're sweating out in these heat waves.
She puts salt in her juice. Have you ever seen that before? Well, why don't I just have the French fries I picked up yesterday? I can make it snow. I can make it snow. I've never seen that before. Now, I know the Gatorade has sodium in it, and I know sodium is salt, but I have never seen someone put a teaspoon of salt in juice before. Look at another handy dandy to go with your shower cap hack this morning.
So it's okay to have a little salt right
Absolutely.
Now.
The other thing that I say too is liquid IV, noon, or like now, F or hydrate, things like that that actually do that full replenishment. Those can be a nice complement as well.
Good to know. There's some foods over here that also help us hydrate.
Oh, that's right. You can absolutely eat your hydration. So cucumbers come in number one, about 98% water, followed by watermelon. Strawberries are the most hydrating of the berry. This is very fun. Lychee, also quite hydrating, around 80%.
Lychee. Tell me, are you two going to like sample some cucumbers then? I'm just saying, I agree. Cucumbers are mostly water. It's probably a good idea that you lead by example. It's okay, ladies, go ahead. Enjoy your hydrating cucumber. Please, Please enjoy. I don't know what a leche is. Do I? Do we call it something else? Look at those cherries. Damn. Oh, man. Cherries, strawberries. Mm-mm-mm-mm. Okay. Can we get to... Where's the cucumbers, ladies?
Now here, Rebecca, I've got this, you know, blender. Ooh. And we've got cucumber and watermelon. Oh, I'm going to blend it just so that you can see how much water it's going
to
get loud.
Okay, this isn't a smoothie you're making for us to drink.
No,
but we could drink it.
We could drink it. We could literally drink it. Here we go. There it goes.
All right. So a lot of water comes out of that.
It's not working.
We do cucumbers pre-dinner. My daughter has them almost every single night. And the
that was kind of a failed attempt
right at blending. So this is very easy to do.
Peak of the season.
Blend is too powerful.
Don't forget your lettuces, all your stone fruits. And the other thing that I like to remind folks is soups, stews, broths. You can also get some hydration from those foods as well. So think really expansive when you're putting together, what can I do to eat my hydration?
Maybe you can have this cold at this time of year and it'll
cold soup.
Great.
That actually sounds pretty good.
Unfortunately, these are the things that leach the moisture from our body.
Yeah,
even though I love my iced coffee,
I
can't do away with
so
that.
So here's the thing. The iced coffee is not too dehydrating. What it does, though, is it displaces the desire for solid food for some people. And then you actually end up drinking less water or eating less hydrating foods.
Okay, did you hear that? Did you hear that? And we've had that on the show before. Coffee is an appetite suppressant. God, just think how big I'd be if I wasn't drinking coffee. Holy cow. So the big concern here, again, just to repeat, is that if you're drinking too much coffee, you won't be hungry. And if you're not hungry, you won't be thirsty. Those two things go hand in hand. They say the same thing about that whole Ozempic thing, is that dehydration is one of the side effects you have to watch out for when you're on Ozempic, because people who are not eating, then, you know, they're not drinking either. And then it leads to constipation, dehydration, and so on. But anyway, coffee is just amazing, isn't it?
Alcohol, that's a no-no,
just not hydrating enough. This sucks.
Also, sugar-sweetened beverages like soda. Unfortunately, hydration, these things are off the table.
Maya Feller, as always, thank you so much for your help.
Oh, no, thank you for nothing. Don't have booze. Who put that on there? We take you now to Georgia, where the man who tried funneling a drink down Mary's butt. Yes, complete with a funnel into her you-know-what. He, along with Mary, were arrested for attempting to make what they thought would be viral video so that they could dethrone the hawk Tui. Why does this keep happening? You know, we do the Tide Pod things. It's like the kids across America go, oh, yeah, Tide Pod, watch this. I'll stick this here. Oh, yeah. I'll light this on fire. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I can get more attention than you. Now, the video did go viral for all the wrong reasons. Here's a screenshot. We're not going to play the video, but here they go. There's a funnel behind his. You can see the funnel in shot to the left. Funnel is I don't even know how to. The funnel is pointed to the position. It assumes the position, and then he grabs the margarita and assumes to pour it into the and he's going to have a sip of it. He's going to have a sip of it as it's going into the, oh my God, unbelievable. Yeah. It's the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. If this doesn't fit in the mayhem box, I don't know what does. Joe couldn't get the funnel to work as they partied at Rodeo Mexican Restaurant in Waycross, Georgia, so he tossed it and did it the OG way, right in the booth. Oh my God. How can you not get a funnel to work? How can you not get a funnel? Like, I'm not the smartest guy in the world. I admittedly say I'm an idiot. There's a lot of things I don't know. I don't know how to do most things. I can hammer a nail. I can use a level, although I don't always get that right. I can mix a spoon in a pot and make soup. And a funnel requires two things. You need to take the bottom of the funnel and put it in some kind of hole. Now, that could be the engine of your car if you're going to put oil in your car. It could be into a little bottle if you're going to put some Sunny D powder in a bottle of water. And then the other thing that you have to do is in the upright position, pour into the funnel. Ta-da! That's it. It's not a hard thing to do. It's not a hard thing to do. So I think that the whole funnel didn't work is not, it just makes the
video that much more amazing, and it'll go viral and we'll dethrone the Hawk Tui lady.
Oh, you sure did, because the video has gone berserkoid. But people are making fun of them. They're good. Dear valued customers, we recently became aware of an inappropriate incident that took place in our restaurant. We want to make it clear that such behavior is completely unacceptable and does not reflect our values or mission to provide a family-friendly dining experience. We are taking this matter very seriously and are conducting a thorough investigation in collaboration with the authorities. Any employees found to be involved will face appropriate action. What is happening with people? People are crazy, and apparently they have been crazy for a long time. But because we have the internet now, we can see in real time how crazy people are. They're not well, but it provides for some fun entertainment. The headline reads like this, if you're listening to the podcast. Man in leopard print pajamas busted with gerbils down his pants after pet store break-in, cops say. Matthew Pancake, true name, it's not fake. Matthew Pancake, 31, was charged with breaking and entering and vandalism after several stores were broken into. He was breaking into pet stores and stealing pets. Matthew, if you're thinking of going to jail because you're breaking in someplace, maybe break into a meat store. Groceries are expensive. Maybe even a bank. Maybe a place that sells pharmaceuticals. I don't condone stealing. I don't think you should rob anywhere. I'm trying to be funny. Why would you break into a pet store? And then to not only break into a pet store, but to have police say, okay, spread them. We got to pat you down. Oh, wait a second. You've seen cops. Do you have any needles on you? Do you have any drugs on you? Do you have any? Yeah, I've got some stuff in my pants. What do you have in your pants? I've got gerbils in my pants. I've got gerbils. Sorry, what? I've got gerbils in my pants. Look at this guy. He's in leopard pajamas with gerbils in his pants. Can you imagine that cop going home at the end of the day? Honey, how was your day? It was pretty disturbing. Oh my God, that's so terrible. Was it a car crash? Were you rescuing people from a burning building? How was your day?
It was pretty disturbing, all right. A grown man in leopard pajamas had gerbil stuff down his pants. I had to reach in and grab the gerbils. It was, oh my God, I think I might have to go on stress leave.
Oh, that's terrible. Did you bring the gerbils home?
Gerbils! Oh, here he is. Here he is, making mom proud. Matthew Pancake. And you know what it probably has to do with his name. He's had years of abuse, shit and abuse for his name. It's like, you know what? Screw you all. I'm going to grow up. I'm going to put on leopard pajamas and I'm going to break into pet stores. I don't care. Police say that one day you're running after a suspect. The next day you're running after ferrets and bunnies. He told WBNS 10. While searching the area for the missing animals, officers also discovered that the famous footwear store next door had been broken into. So he was there for pets and for some shoes. I can't believe it. It's, high AF. Drugs are bad? Okay. I don't even know. I mean, were you high when you put on leopard pajamas to go break into pet stores? I'm thinking this guy's into something. He, Sometimes I don't even know if it has to be drugs. I think people are just crazy. Crazy from the heat, maybe. Crazy from the Matthew Pancake. Matthew Pancake is going to jail, where there'll be more than gerbils waiting for you. Oh, no. Hey, he'll be cellmates with the guy who had the snakes in his pants. What you in for? Gerbils in my pants. What you in for? Oh, snakes in my pants. Oh, we should hang out. Yeah, maybe we should. We like to stuff animals in our pants. Guy, oh, all right. On that cheery note, stay cool, Sunseekers. Stay cool. Again, Co-ops of Westman, 99-cent slushies. I know stores have them free today. My sponsors keep the lights on at the old beach bunker, so I appreciate you supporting Co-ops of Westman when you can. Get your free one today. I know you will. That's okay. But then you're going to be looking for more slushies. Co-ops of Westman, the co-op gas bars, 99 cents. I got the date right. It is today now, okay? And until the 24th, 99 cents, any flavor, any color, any size cup. And at participating locations, because flavors will vary. I had some people ask if they come sugar-free, and I don't know that. Have a great day. We'll see you again tomorrow, 7 a.m. Central Time, for more food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. Remember, keep those fluids up. Keep the tequila rolling in the slushies. Have a margarita Thursday, and we'll see you again tomorrow. Thanks for being here, guys. Have a great day, okay?
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.